Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. How can I help you out?
Hey, this is Patrick Cutting. I'm trying to do my Google video verification, and I talked to an agent earlier, but I seem to have lost the link to do that.
Oh, no worries. I'll be happy to help you. May I have your phone number to look up your file?
Yeah, it's 256-777-2820.
Gotcha. And Patrick, what's the name of your business?
Cutting's Hardwood Floors.
Gotcha. One moment. Okay, good. I was able to find your file successfully, and let me just get a hold of that link. And while I do that, Patrick, and resend that to you, do you know what needs to be done in that video? I'll be happy to explain that once again if you need it to guide you through step by step.
Yeah, I'm kind of, they said I had to do a video about 2 to 3 minutes. Do I just put all my equipment in one place and take a video of it and then take a video of my truck and my business license and all that? I mean, it's kind of hard because I do hardwood floors and I got a lot of equipment, so.
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked and I'm glad that you're bringing this up. It's important for you to clarify that. The thing is that if it goes wrong, Google will ask you to do it again and we would hate for you to go through all this again. So let's go ahead and clarify all that. So first and foremost, the length of the video has to be under 2 minutes. So it's important that you keep it under 2 minutes. Ideally, it should be about a minute to a minute with 30 seconds. That's the sweet spot that we noticed that Google has a higher level of acceptance. So keep it anywhere between a minute to a minute with 30 seconds. That's the best ideal length.
Quick question, too.
Sure.
Like, do I take the video and then push pause and then take the video, push pause, or do I just continuously do the video?
It has to be all in one take. So you don't
all in one take.
Yeah, you don't pause at all. It's all just one video.
Okay, so that means I got to put everything in one place.
That is exactly right. That was the next thing I was going to cover, actually. So before you even get the video started, the best thing to do is, of course, put everything in place, have everything handy. That way you don't exceed that minute with 30 seconds and keep it where it should be. So it's important that you first put everything in place, have everything handy. That way you can record everything smoothly without a rush and without exceeding that limit. Now, also, I'd like to clarify the things that you're going to record. So you pretty much did mention them, and I'm going to explain what goes first step by step. So first of all, Patrick, let's start with the things that you're going to record. So the things that you're going to record, one of the things that you're going to record would be your work vehicle. You're also going to record your tools. However, you did mention that you have plenty of them. Keep in mind that you don't have to show them all, as long as you show some tools, right? So you don't have to show every single tool that you use. As long as there's a good, decent amount of tools that are displayed for you to show, that should be enough. You don't have to have them all. Also, another thing, question, Patrick, do you have a business card, those cards that you share with people?
I do.
Your clients? Good, So you're also going to record one of that. You don't have to have the whole stack. Just one business card will be perfect.
Okay, then, so I do my truck. I'm writing this down so I can remember. I do my truck first, right? And then
license. It's second. I'll explain the flow in a moment. But yeah, that's one of the things you're going to record.
Okay.
And then your tools.
Okay.
And then a business card.
Okay.
And lastly, you're going to show one of these three documents. You don't have to have them all three. You just choose one, and that's all you need to show. So it could be either your business license. It could be your business registration. Or if you have insurance for the business, you can also show that. But you don't have to have all three. Just choose one and show that.
Okay. So you're going to tell me the flow of how the best way to do it.
Exactly. So now here's the flow. So now that you know exactly what needs to be recorded, now you know exactly what you need to have handy. And then let's now assume, Patrick, that you've got everything in place. You got the tools right next to the vehicle. You got the business card, the document, everything good to go. So let's assume that you're ready. So what you're going to do is, depending on how it is where you live, of course, you're either going to be standing on the sidewalk or on the street. And the very first thing that you're going to do, Patrick, when you start recording, is you're going to record your surroundings. What this means is that you're going to record, first of all, you're going to turn your phone to the right-hand side to show that side of the street. And then once you do that, after a few seconds, you're going to turn the camera to the left-hand side of your street to show that side. That, again, is okay. To show your surroundings. So that's the first thing that you do when you get the video started. Now, once you do that, the next thing is you're now going to approach your work vehicle, but you're going to record from the backside of the vehicle to show your license plates. So you're going to record that. And then once you do that, you're going to proceed to enter the vehicle, and you're going to record the dashboard. And then as you record the dashboard, you're going to turn on the vehicle. And then once you do that, you're going to exit the vehicle, and then you're going to record the tools that you've pretty much laid out before starting the video. So you're going to record that. And then lastly, Patrick, you're going to record the business card and the document that you decided to show, as long as you show these as clear as possible. And then at that point, you're all done. You simply pause the video, and right there in that link, it's also going to give you the option to send it once you pause it. So you pause it, you send it, and you're all done.
Okay.
Which, again, I can give it to you again. If you want to write it down, I can repeat that slowly.
I'm writing it down right now. That's why I'm being quiet.
Oh, okay. If you want me to repeat, I can do it again. That's not a problem.
I was trying to write fast while you were doing it. Hang on one second.
Sure.
All right. So I record my surroundings from right to left. Then walk around, record the truck from the back and the license plate. Then get inside the truck, turn on the truck. Do I crank it or just turn it on?
Just turn it on. And when you're turning it on, you need to be recording your dashboard. So that way when you turn it on, it shows that the vehicle turned on.
Okay. And then, after that, I do my tools.
Correct.
Tools. And then the business document at the end.
Right. So after the tools, you record that business card and one of the business documents that you decided to show. So that's the very last thing you do. And then at that point, once you're done, you just simply pause the video. And then right there also, it gives you an option to send the video.
Okay. So I can send it right away.
Oh, yeah, as soon as you're done, you can send it right away. That is exactly right. Now, I also want to make sure that the link actually works, Patrick. So I did send that to you. If you don't mind opening
right.
that, I want to make sure that's...
Yeah, let me put you on speaker. Hang on. All right. You sent that to keepemspinning@gmail.com, right?
Oh, I actually texted it to you.
Oh, you texted it to me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay. It says tap to load preview. Is that right?
It should be a link that says business.google.com/location.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Yeah. And, it says business.google.com. Let's see. See if it'll come up.
What did you get when you...
I got a blank screen.
So it's like loading?
I guess. I got pretty fast internet, and it's not loading anything.
So it's just like completely blank, nothing at all?
Yeah, nothing at all.
Oh, that's odd. It should load it quickly, unless you have like some sort of issue with internet, but let's give it some time. Let's see if it loads.
No, I don't ever have any issue. I got Xfinity fiber, so...
Okay. Well, let's do this. I'm going to send it via email and see if maybe does a difference.
You're going to send it to the Gmail?
I'm going to send it to your email, right?
Well, I got two email accounts. That's the reason I was asking. I got a Gmail and a Yahoo. So.
Oh, okay. The one that we have on file is pcutton91170@yahoo.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Let me just send that 1 second.
Okay, here it is right here. I got it right here.
You got the email?
I think I do. It says record video for verification.
You got it. So you're going to open up that email. You're going to scroll down a little bit, and then you're going to see that same link that I gave you in blue letters.
Okay. BusinessGoogle.com locations.
You got it. Correct.
There it is.
Did it load up this time?
It's loading me in to make sure you can always sign in, blah, 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 save. Okay. All right, cutting hardwood floors. Get
all right,
verified.
Then, all right, you're going to click on that Get Verified button?
Yep. And then put in my street address.
All right, it's going to ask you for your address. Go ahead and do that.
Alabama. Okay, here it is, right here. I got it.
All right, so you know what to do from there, right?
I just push this link, yeah, and start recording.
All right, so once you go next, it's going to get to a point where it's, instead of it saying next, it's going to say start recording, and that's where you start the recording. But, of course, don't do that yet until you have everything handy, everything in place. That way you don't exceed that minute with 30 seconds.
So it says record a video on your business, blah, 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 and it's got a next button. I push that when I'm ready to go, right?
You can do it now. So it doesn't get started until you see the start video. So go ahead and press it now just to show you the example.
Okay, yeah, it's showing me what to do.
And then once you click next, or if it doesn't have next, it should say start recording.
Take your time, folks. Yeah. Okay, I see start recording. Okay.
There you go. So there it is. So once you're ready, that's where you started.
Okay. All right. I got it. Thank you very much for your help.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye.